today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, Salamun alaikum and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for choosing this episode to listen to. It's about how to control thought according to Islamic point of view. But first, as usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, 7th of the month of Shaban, 1445, according to Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, and corresponding to the 28th of the month of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As previous episode of today's special, we'll listen to chapter At-Talaq, verse 3. We come back, we'll learn more about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا
And will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Man is supposed to turn away from expectations from creatures and turn toward the Creator. Thus, human acts aim at divine satisfaction. Thus, man never sets his hopes on anything besides him. He, Allah, may not entertain fear of anything besides him. He does not attach hearts to anything besides him. This is the spirit of trust. The blessed verse is saying that trust designates that industrious Muslims put their trust in Allah Almighty and invoke him to remove the obstacles. Allah Almighty is all aware of man's needs. He's most gracious and most compassionate. He's omnipotent to remove all impediments.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see. Thanks to you.
This is today's special who speaks about controlling thoughts according to Islamic point of view. We often feel as though we don't have self-control because our lives aren't the way we imagine it would be. Sometimes we say we want things, but we procrastinate and put them off until we feel the pain of not having life the way we want it. Many people talk about discipline and self-control. In Islamic psychology, we don't actually focus on self-control directly. Islam teaches us that taking responsibility and ownership of your life gives you power to do the things you want and to shape your life so that your life becomes what you want it to be.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this very show, we are going to talk about how to ward off demonic thoughts. That is, how can we get rid of these demonic and satanic thoughts? We need to control our mind. The relationship between a person and their mind can be in two forms. Either the person dominates their mind and drags it in any direction they want, guiding and meaning the mind. Or second, the opposite is true, that is, mental activities are out of the person's control and drag him or her in any direction they want, like a sailor caught in a stormy sea whose boat is tossed around like a straw. It is in such situations that ugly and negative thoughts come to a person. Therefore, one should bring the mind into the first state and manage to guide it. The second factor that we need to know is to do exercises, gradual and regular exercises, to control thoughts and dominate the mind. One should perform gradual and regular exercises so that whatever one wills, one thinks about, and can change the flow and direction of thought voluntarily and easily shift from one thought to another. This practice should be repeated until the mind becomes obedient to you. Praying with attention and focus helps in this skill. The third factor on controlling and combating the ugly and negative thoughts is to have continuous remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr, or remembrance of Allah, means remembering Allah or God. Divine remembrance replaces negative and ugly thoughts, especially when vain and ugly thoughts come to a person. This cleanses the heart and interior from impurity and bad thoughts. Phrases like La ilaha illallah and A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim and others are very effective in keeping us safe from thoughts. Let's try to repeat these and similar phrases mentioned in the books of du'a, like that of Mafatihul Janan and others, before and after each prayer.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
Here, we learn about one way to kill our negative thoughts, and that is accepting that Allah controls everything. Even when you carry out your duties to the best of your ability, it should be understood and accepted that the outcome of events is not meant to be in your hands. Allah knows what's best for you, contrary to how it may feel when your life is falling apart at the time. Just remember that regardless of ultimate outcome, you will be rewarded for your exertions and for the time you pull in to make your efforts a success.
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the I'm alive. I'd be lost without you. You're the reason that
try meditation. One great way is to get in the habit of accepting unwanted thoughts. It's meditation. It may not seem as if meditation actually helps you control your mind, especially when you first start out. You sit, you relax, but no matter how you try to clear your head, random thoughts keep popping back up to distract you from the calmness you're trying to achieve. Here's what to know about meditation. It really can help change your brain, but you have to stick with it. The trick lies in learning how to sit with the thoughts that you don't want. You notice them, but then you let them go, which helps loosen their hold over you. And just like that, you're gained back some control. The more you meditate, the easier it becomes to let unwanted thoughts drift past. Mindfulness meditation, in particular, can help you become more skilled at focusing on things as they happen.
Quran says you have a battle, you have a challenge. If you want to be on the path of God, you've got to stop anything that takes you away from Allah. Here there is a clear recognition. There are many, many whisperings from shaitan, and you and I need to step up by what? Breaking that particular element. Yes. The second reason why I need to be alert of satanic temptations is what? Sometimes if I don't, when it comes to OCD, it develops within me self-centeredness and ghurur, meaning what? People will look at others and say, you know what, look at them. Their wudu is not as good as mine, because I repeat my wudu many times. Mine is perfect. Whereas others, look at them, they just rush it. They're careless about their ghusl. They're careless about their salah. So what it does, it increases the tendency for an individual to think highly of themselves. At the same time, what does it do? It causes me to be of the musrafeen, people who do israf, yes? What kind of impression am I going to give to a non-Muslim or to a colleague or to a child who's looking at me doing wudu for 25 minutes? I'm making Islam unbearable. I'm making ibadah and sharia intolerable. Therefore, I will then take this burden of responsibility on my shoulders if I'm not ready and willing to step up and ensure that I do not give this. And similarly, what does it do? It stagnates the human being. It limits them in their growth. It unfortunately makes them individuals who are not able to find the light within their heart.
So, for this episode of today's special, we spoke about controlling our thoughts and one or two ways of killing our negative thoughts. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic to discuss about it. And till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi. محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي